Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest Lee Turner. Lee is with the Covenant Health System here in Lubbock. Lee, I'll let you introduce yourself to our listeners. First of all, welcome to the program, and in that welcome, our sincere thanks on behalf of Chuck Luck, our producer, and myself, for your sponsoring of this program. You've done it since the beginning, and we are deeply grateful to you.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here. I've looked forward to this for some time, and I think Faith Matters is a wonderful community program, and Covenant is very proud to be a sponsor of it. It's great to have faith dialogue in any community, and we're just very pleased to be a part of it.
Tell us what you do at the hospital.
Covenant is a regional system, consists of actually six hospitals: Covenant Medical Center, Covenant Children's, Community Hospital in Leveland, Community Hospital Covenant to Plainview. We're partners on a marvelous rehab hospital, and then we have a long-term care hospital called Covenant Specialty Hospital.
That's quite a responsibility in terms of the community that you are associated with. Before we talk about work, tell us a little about yourself.
I tell you, Tom, I love the people and being out here in West Texas, but I've only have about 3 years of experience with that. I was born in Gainesville, Florida, except for a few years when I was undergraduate at LSU in Baton Rouge. I've been a Floridian all my life. This was a real interesting change coming out to West Texas, but the people are wonderful. It's a great Covenant Health Ministry to be a part of. I've enjoyed every bit of it. I firmly believe that this is where God has planted me to be working and to be of service, and I'm very grateful for it.
We're so glad to have you here. As you describe your work, which we will do in a moment, what attracted you to work in the hospital scene?
It's been a long journey. I've worked in healthcare since 1985. Those early years, I had the privilege of working with a large physician group medical practice in Pensacola, Florida. It was primary care, but also included a number of very highly regarded specialists. It was the largest clinic between New Orleans and Jacksonville and served a regional population. I had a lot of wonderful experiences there. I think the real theme was that whatever was offered or suggested, I never said no to. So I continue to gather experience and opportunities and knowledge. And a lot of it, well, really all of it, was not in clinical, but in the broad area of support services. All the people that make a hospital and a health system click, like the environmental, the dietary, the grounds crew, the switchboard, literally hundreds and hundreds of people who work behind the scenes. And it's so a great privilege to be able to manage and lead folks like that. In 2002, I had the opportunity to join Sacred Heart Health System, and that was my introduction to faith-based healthcare.
I gather, which I just love, and a deep appreciation of everybody who works in a hospital, in a clinic. It's not just, quote, the healthcare professionals as such, but we're all part of a community of care and of healing, and that's part of your early aspiration, that would be accurate. And then you met the Sacred Heart Sisters.
People will say when they enter facilities that are managed by women religious, sisters of whatever order, that there's something palpable about the feeling. that it just feels different than other settings, whether they be a secular not-for-profit or for-profit. And it's not to say that other places don't deliver outstanding clinical care. It's the sense that in those settings, we care for the whole person. Covenant Health's special commitment or stated goal in terms of patient care is to care for the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. So we take that charge very seriously, that it really is part of our commitment. It is a commitment to return people to their home, to their community, with a sense of being a whole person.
And of course, also, I think there's a very strong emphasis, in addition, on the individual, an emphasis on the community as a whole.
Well, that's true. I think even our sponsorship of this marvelous radio program is an example of that. What influence are we called to bring to bear in the community beyond actually providing good health care? And so are we a voice in the community in terms of social issues? Our special reflection also is always around care for the poor and vulnerable, those who live on the margins. It's that opportunity to be a voice for the voiceless in matters of economy, of justice, meeting the needs of our neighbors beyond what we provide within the four walls of a hospital or a clinic.
What a beautiful expression of community. And Lee, as you would capture the essence of your own position with the Covenant Health System, how does mission fit into your work?
Tom, it's a great privilege. I'd like to think that all approximately 5,000 of our Covenant employees, whom we call caregivers, and there's a special emphasis there because a caregiver is not just the clinician at the bedside. It's all that myriad of people that are a part of the entire experience in healthcare that are behind the scenes, but so very important and necessary.
And you see this as a very important expression of your mission is to care for the entire community.
The train's got to run. And so we need everyone in order to be able to make that happen. I'd like to think that every member of our team, every caregiver, feels as though they are in mission, that their task, their responsibility is to be in mission and in service to others, and that they have the freedom to be able to express that through their work, to be able to lead. I almost think of it as a movement with folks who have that kind of an attitude towards their work as enormously fulfilling. Sometimes the greatest part of my day is to just stand back and watch it unfold.
Lee, we'll take a short break. We'll be back to continue this wonderful conversation. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. Delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest Lee Turner from the Covenant Health System. In a special way, you are paying particular tribute to the work of the sisters. Lee, as you reflect on the contribution that the sisters have made, and particularly the two groups that you're particularly affiliated with now, how do you, would you see the special spirit showing forth in healthcare?
I think it really begins with the vow or the promise that these dedicated women, and sometimes men as well, in healthcare and social services and education, what they're called to in dedicating their life's work towards bringing about the reign of God. It's just such a rare privilege to be even in the near presence of that kind of dedication, to be able to describe your work or your vocation in those terms. It's a tremendous honor. I think one of the things that we're all grappling with in this day and time is the realization that the religious orders are seeing fewer and fewer members, participants. And it's our responsibility as lay persons in faith-based healthcare, in our case in particular, Catholic Christian healthcare, to do and act in the manner of the example that's been provided for us, and to continue that, to be responsible for stewarding that attitude and that approach into the future.
At the break, Lee, we were talking with Chuck, and Chuck said that in a special way, he and his family, and when we come to the hospital, especially in serious illness, how does this particular spirit of the sisters carry through to the bedside that you would like to see perpetuated in communities that you form?
I think it centers around the word dignity. It's the realization that every person is a person of dignity in the eyes of God and should be in the eyes of every other human being. And so realizing the personal dignity that's inherent in each person, there's an opportunity to go through a period of self-discovery with that individual. Nursing care, for instance, is a lot about technology and pharmacology and knowledge. But the vocation of nursing is called to be more than doing something to someone. It's also about presence and being and realizing that the person in front of you is sacred. Then how do you do the things that you need to do in a way that exhibits to them your dedication to them as a human person?
And of course, of taking care of the person's entire needs and also being equally sensitive to the needs of families, which you do in a very beautiful way and a very beautiful expression through the years here that the sisters have been associated with St. Mary's. I love what you said in terms of keeping a tradition going. Lee, as you look at the particular outline of the community, I am eternally grateful to you and to your predecessors for the focus that you've had on mental health. You've done that so well for so long, and I think there's a renewed emphasis now on mental health within the Covenant Providence system. Would you care to comment on that?
Yes. So we talk about tradition and continuing the tradition. Both of the religious orders that sponsor Covenant Health have a long tradition of work in mental health and behavioral health and facilities. One of the great challenges, Tom, is that in our current age, it's the struggle between what I call the both and, staying true to our call as a faith-based entity in providing for the poor and vulnerable, to anticipate the needs of others, to be able to provide care for the whole person. As you know, the connection between the spiritual, the physical, and the mental, they're intractable. But our current system of payment for services, our structures, don't honor necessarily the needs of the patient.
The reimbursement for mental health is not what it should be. It's across all of the systems of reimbursement. We have to fight for it. It's a struggle. And Lee, may I again thank you for, again, on behalf of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Health at the Medical School, Sister Maureen Van der Veer, the great healthcare presence in Lubbock. Were it not for her, we wouldn't have had many of the wonderful services we have today. In fact, we wouldn't even had a medical school, because she was the one early on that espoused the mission of the medical school and subsequently of the nursing school and all of the other expressions of the healthcare professions. And a shout out to her memory, I think, is very appropriate this afternoon.
Tom, thank you for the shout out and the memory. It's that collective memory that reminds us of our duty and our responsibility. Even hearing you talk about that energizes me to say, okay, we've got to get busy. We've got to remain focused on this.
And the Sisters of Providence have a long tradition too, a very, very vital tradition in mental health.
They do. So what's the modern day manifestation of that? And the example is that as Providence and St. Joseph Health came together to form a new entity, they made a significant commitment, an immediate financial commitment to mental and behavioral health, actually distributed funds to mental health agencies in all the states where they currently are serving. We have a continued focus around person-centered care and whole person care in all of our ministries where Providence St. Joseph Health serves. Locally, what does that mean? It's really an opportunity to have a deep dialogue with all the community. We may have an idea based on our tradition and what we think, but we really, I believe, have a calling to have a dialogue with the entire community.
That's music to my ears, Lee, because I have spent a lifetime trying to develop that community, and it's a delight and a music to my soul again to hear you say that. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be back to continue this fascinating conversation.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. This Sunday afternoon, it's my delight to have as our special guest Lee Turner from the Covenant Health System. During the break, when Chuck, you and I were chatting, we're talking about the needs of a community and in a special way how the sisters always responded to invitations, to needs as they saw them in big communities and small communities. Do you see that still as part of the mission?
Yeah, I really do, Tom. All not-for-profit hospitals have the responsibility of conducting on a three-year cycle what's called a community health needs assessment. And it's a very detailed report, but it's really based in listening to the community, and the community responds by saying, here's what we need.
And you heard the call where mental health was concerned very clearly. And any other areas where you hear the call? I think the elderly is another, perhaps another area.
It is. Behavioral health, mental health needs, substance abuse, that's number one, which is interesting because years ago, it would be something like cancer or heart disease. We've made tremendous strides in progress in battling those two diseases. Substance abuse, behavioral needs has now percolated to the top because the community has said, we've noticed that here's an area of need and it's unmet and we need to work together to address it.
I have a special place in my heart for people who struggle with substance use disorders with the families, and it heartens me to find that in the system that you have identified this as a particular need for our listeners and for our entire community.
It's inherent in the idea of a faith-based system to be filled with compassion. So it's a natural fit that we would be part of that dialogue and also part of the solution. It will really be a matter of what are our strengths, what can we bring to bear in terms of resources, how do we fit with the community need, and then developing a plan that works with that, that addresses those things.
It's so heartening to hear you talk about listening to the community needs, because so often in modern business that we see it from the top.
Well, without getting too political, I would say that I think some of our national response to, let's just call them needs, whether they're societal needs, economic needs, healthcare needs, is that we've not always listened well. We've responded in a manner in which someone who's probably very learned and has done some good research has said, here's the way we need to tackle this problem. And we've thrown tremendous resources at it. But I think the mistake has been, in a lot of ways, we've not asked people. Any kind of response to a need, I think, begins with, what is it that we can do to help you thrive as a community, as persons, as a neighborhood? What do you need? People generally know, and if given the opportunity, they'll sure tell you. Rather than say, we've got a plan, come here, I think the opportunity is to say, what do you need? And then figure out how to bring the resources to work on that and deliver it in partnership with the community.
How beautifully put. The care of the elderly, let's not use geriatrics.
Fair enough.
Some of the elderly of my age listening would like to be called those of us who are aging, but in responding to the needs of the aging, what particular initiatives or what particular responses to need are you thinking of?
Well, there's so many opportunities. What's important to them, their family, their community. we need to figure out ways to deliver care in the community as close to home as possible. And so again, I think it's a matter of asking and listening. What does that look like? What are the services that we can perhaps provide in partnership with others, and where do they need to be?
I love that Hospice of Lubbock, together with the palliative care unit that you have, I just love what you do in those two areas. Would you care to acknowledge the wonder of them?
Well, thank you, Tom. I guess for me, the best example is a lived experience. My own mother passed away in December of last year. She went to meet the Lord from the setting of the Covenant Palliative Care Department. The comfort and the ease in which she experienced what I would characterize as a good death was as one would hope for it to be.
What comes to mind as you think of mission in a faith-based community, one in Lubbock especially, as we are in the present and look to the future?
The mission has very practical aspects. In my role, I have the privilege of overseeing spiritual care. We have a very important call to provide opportunities for what we call formation for our employees. And formation is different than a skills-based continuing education. It's each person's personal journey. How do you find ways to thrive in your life and through your work or your vocation? That is an aspect of what I have responsibility for. And then our community benefit, which is really an expression of outpouring of Christ's love for the community. It's identifying the needs based on our community needs assessment, as I mentioned earlier. For us, that's a dental program, including mobile dental, sealants for little children in elementary school to help prevent cavities. We have a community mental health counseling center, and then we're doing great work in conjunction with the Covenant Medical Group in diabetes education, nutrition, and care.
A final word for our listeners.
My work is our work. God will provide ideas and ways for us to move forward together. It's a privilege to be here in the South Plains and in Lubbock.
And it's a privilege for us to have you on us with this Sunday afternoon. You've been so inspiring in the work of the community of faith that you represent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.